You've landed at the 13 Moons Women's Temple podcast with your hosts, Sam and Leela.
Hi, lovely people in the gathering. It's nice to be able to spend this time with you at whatever time it is that we are connecting. Sam will be on in a second, and we're going to do a Moon Diaries report today, which is good. And a second. Yeah, so given that it's the full moon this week, we wanted to do the report today and let that sort of land. And then when we have our Moon Circle gathering on Thursday evening, we probably won't bang on so much about the astrology like we usually do. Not that that's a bad thing, but it's just that time is so precious in those moon circles that we like to be able to spend that meditating rather than us going on and on. So today will be a nice little astrological and lunar overview of what, of what this phase of the cycle is, what the energies are, and what you can probably think about doing with yourself at this time. So,
hey Sam.
Hey, just realized I've got crazy hair going on, but never mind. Doesn't really matter.
It always looks impressive. It doesn't matter what it's doing.
I didn't really. Yeah, I just bunged it up and it's a bit.
Hello.
Sorry. Didn't have a normal button. Maybe they've changed it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they've. Anyway, I saw that you were there and I could bring you on. So anyway, that was a nice, easy Mercury retrograde arrival.
It looks like you have a star at your crown chakra.
I do.
Good. Should we just settle for a moment? And we'll just take some breaths before we start, maybe. I was thinking about this. It might be nice. I don't know what you can hear where you are, but maybe we'll just drop into stillness for just a minute and just listen. Whatever sounds are around, and if your sounds aren't very peaceful, it doesn't matter, just name them. Just allow yourself to just become part of everything for a moment. And just take a few deep breaths. Satnam, welcome. It's nice to hear your birds and my birds.
Yes. They're very happy at the moment. Although I must admit, I do have to put water out for them because it's been so dry. They're coming to our deck looking for water. So if you're someone that has birds in your backyard and they're sort of not around at the moment, it could be because they're out, they're thirsty because there hasn't been much rain.
Fortunately, we have duck ponds. I think that they... happy with that up.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, and I can hear the wind blowing sort of through the valley, like coming up from the ocean, blowing through the valley today. It's really nice.
So we'll talk a bit about this week's energies.
Yeah, so I guess the highlight of the week is that it's a we have the second full moon in the month of August, and that will be happening. It's exact at 11:35 a.m. Brisbane time on Thursday. But the moon at the moment rising in the eastern sky is so pretty, and I think we're very fortunate where we are that it's clear and we can see that magnificent light building, and that's only going to get bigger. It's a super moon, which means that the moon is closer to the earth than it usually is, and you know, we can sort of see the effects on that. It's sort of like, you know, it pulls the gravity, but the gravity pulls the psyche and pulls the subconscious mind. And when the moon is, it's a super moon, if you have a conscious practice or a practice that brings you into stillness regularly, you won't be so overly influenced by that gravitational pull on the subconscious mind. But it can be a time where if there are people around you that don't have that regular meditation practice or that regular practice of just being able to be still to witness what is without reacting, this can be a time where things can be quite reactionary in the world and in business and on the street. There could be quite, you know, quite a lot of road rage, or you know, things can just be quite volatile if you're not sort of in that state where you can just be still and just let the things go past you as they happen. And that's an aspect that does come with the super moons. And I know that a lot of nurses regularly report that on a full moon, but on the super full moons, you know, there's such heightened activity in the hospitals because things are happening that yeah, when we're not grounded to be able to be a little bit more conscious. So
we have more births on a full moon.
Yes, it's so cool.
But also it's the fourth super moon. So it's the fourth one, and this is the closest.
Yeah, okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. The fourth, and this one is the closest. And so there's been four in a row, and this one is the closest one. And it's in our sky where seven planets are retrograde.
Yeah, so that's really, it's going to be good to kind of talk about this, the with all the retrograding planets. You know, we put up that post earlier this week about Mercury retrograde, and so many women commented on how what a wonderful reminder it is that these are not things to fear. Mercury retrograde isn't something to not like or to be afraid of, or like that it's actually these retrograding cycles and seasons are these opportunities, if you can give yourself, even if they're just brief moments, times to slow down and be in that reflection. And that's what the retrograding planets are doing, is they're sort of rewinding the clock so that you can see what has transpired. And and I think we've got Neptune, Pluto is Saturn, and Saturn is retrograde as well.
Saturn's in Aquarius as well at the full moon.
Yeah, and so these are the generational planets, so there's some big generational rewinding, like what is happening on the kind of like the macro scale that's affecting you, and how is that, and what's your relationship to that which is coming up? Because those, having those three generational planets in retrograde, well, this is to do with society, this is to do with family, society, community, but also with Pluto retrograding, this is to do with our humanity on over those large 100-year scales. And so it's quite a it's a lot of grown-up stuff to be contemplating.
And I got this wrong last week in my yoga class because I was trying to list off the seven planets because I'd done it with my girls. But anyway, but this week definitely Uranus goes retrograde. And that's happening just before, I think, maybe tomorrow. And that is really important, especially with what you're saying about it being a generational a sort of opportunity. I always think of these redos as that a retrograde is an opportunity for a reflection of something that has occurred in the past. It doesn't mean you actually have to. I think people get concerned and think they have to do something about that. We can just sort of balance that within our psyche. We can do do-overs within ourselves. We just have to rewrite that story in the way that we would do it with the tools we have now. It's not that we have to have shame about how it is that we behaved previously, because we behaved in a way that was congruent with the tools that we had at that time. But always, if you're on a journey of growth, then there's going to be up leveling, and this is just an opportunity to do that. So even just clearing in your own psyche a story or a way that you communicated or a way that you behaved will affect the pattern, especially if everything is just running on parallel time. Anyway, it's just happening at the same time but in a different thing, so it's like we can sort of bring that into an up leveling. But Uranus, and the reason I'm kind of saying that is Uranus is really important because Uranus is about the divine connection, and it is about us having that maybe a deeper calling towards feeling that sense of divine connection and sort of the mystical and the different and the perhaps the stuff that we don't often have a little chat about. And that's all coming up this week, which is really powerful with a full moon and a super full moon in Aquarius, because it opens our minds to quite significant opportunity, really. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, and I think too, as we are coming into the age of Aquarius, anytime we have a cosmological event in the sign of Aquarius, it's like it can be also like a preview for the age, or it's like there are downloads that are available to be able to prepare, continue to prepare for the age within which we, because we're still throwing off the Piscean age. Like we're going to be doing that for a long time, and as a collective, as a global civilization,
Well,
that.
maybe not. We might not. We don't know. Like we could just there could just be something happen. That's like I don't know. Like sometimes I think we think that, but maybe we'll just suddenly go, there'll be something that causes a wake up. That's kind of the energy of Uranus with Saturn in Aquarius. There could be like people are, I think, waking up quite a lot, so we could just jump that. So some of us maybe will stay, in that old Piscean age and never actually move. But I think that there has been a big shift already, and that Aquarian age is, so which is quite exciting. So I feel like just in that sense of, yeah, we're not limited by anything really.
No, not individually, but I was just sort of meaning as a as we are behaving as a global species, and the impacts of choices of things that happen that are not in our everyday life, those shifts will continue to take place slowly. But you're absolutely right, like the individual can just, yeah, can you can just change. We have just changed. Like wherever you choose to put your attention is completely within your sovereign Right. And I think that that is probably the key, is to be, yeah, consistently remembering that.
Yeah, because the more of us that do that, actually it will affect the collective. The drive will be the collective. So actually just that, that momentum, it's like the 1%. We only have to start with the 1%. The 1% becomes the 2%, becomes the 3%, becomes the 4%.
Yeah, and you only really need, what is it? You only actually need something like
not
70.
much.
Well, it's, you can, we, yeah, it's sort of like 70% believing in a common thing will make the matrix, will build the matrix. And I think it's something like that. But anyway, it's not everyone. And that's the point, is like, not everyone has to be on board. And so if you're thinking something and you're trying to, like if you've had a revelation and then you're trying to campaign people into your way of thinking, it doesn't, it's not necessary. It's just necessary that you hold that and that you believe that.
Yeah, it's, I was quite interested in that Saturn being in Aquarius with this full moon. And so I was like looking up what it means to have Saturn in Aquarius. And it was sort of saying, realizing your dreams. So that was really nice, actually, this, because, you know, and when I say realizing, that sounds, you know, very sort of, but I think it's that sort of the realization of, and the dreams being those really futuristic concepts, which could be seen as something way, way beyond, but also maybe not. And then Saturn being really that very diligent, active, sort of, yeah, no, I don't really want to say disciplinarian, but there's definitely strong boundaries around Saturn. That's what those things are. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like thinking, yeah, if we can hold that, this is my dream, this is my vision, and then boundary ourselves, use this Saturn energy. So it might be that this Saturn is retrograde within the supermoon, you know, with all this Uranus and all the other planets. Then we have an opportunity to look back and go, yeah, where did I not hold my dreams fully? And where is it?
Yeah,
moving forward, and how can I use the energy of this super moon and full moon to help me anchor that?
Yeah, which is really, that is really cool. And yeah, sort of, yeah, because when we think about Saturn being that planet that comes around every 29 years, and that's that Saturn return point where your life gets a real shake up, because you have a soul shake up to remember, you know, what it was that your soul intended on experiencing this lifetime. And this is, yeah, really that with Saturn retrograding through Aquarius, we can start to be a little bit more imaginative about what the potential of the, what does the horizon look like? And it doesn't need to look like anything, but what's between you and the horizon? Everything.
Yeah, that's really cool, because actually if we think about that, then we could think back to what it was that you went through, experienced, were contemplating at 29, 30, so if you're older than that, and just the dreams that you potentially may have been holding at that time. And have you moved away from them? Do they now seem not as important? Is there been a shift? I don't know, that's quite cool to really sort of sit with that and just to sort of go, whoa, hang on. The trajectory that I'm on is as a result of this, which happened then. I need to shift that trajectory. That's not necessarily the right path for me. Because when we have things going awry, when certain things occur, and generally around that Saturn return, there can be sort of a moment, we can see pockets of trauma potentially that will be still holding there. So this is quite a good time to revisit that and just address it.
Yeah. Yeah. And something that I want to mention too is, there's, yeah, as we go, yeah, the age of Aquarius, like there's lots of things that potentially will come out of the blue, or will be very unexpected or very foreign ideas. And it can be very easy to fall into fear, and it can be very easy to fall into the collective fear. Like, there was fear around 5G, and there's fear around AI, and potentially there's fear around aliens. And it's really important to remember that if you can dare to imagine, if you can practice imagining things outside of your scope of your reality, and you can go there either in your conscious imagining or your meditation or even in your dreams, if you can start to somehow conjure up imaginations of things that are just so bizarre and let yourself become comfortable with that which is different to what we know, you're going to be far more grounded and not get swept up in the fear and in the stories and in the social media and the narrative and all the stuff, like, yeah, what could potentially take place. And it's very hard to start to discern what is real that I'm seeing, especially with AI and with how digital technology can just change, like, what's real in front of you. You can change a picture, you can change a person, put a person into a situation and write a story about it, and none of it can be true. And can we discern what is real and what is not real? And yeah, and it's really important to be mindful that if there is a moment where you're just not sure, if it's on the computer, my suggestion would be to just turn the computer off. If it's on the news, probably just turn the news off. If it's on social media, probably just go, I'm just going to put this and go outside and say, what's real outside right now?
I think it's, you know, I think we, a bit like Mercury retrograde, we like to think that there's bad in everything, but actually we have to remember that there's no such thing as good and bad, and that actually everything has love in it. And if you actually walk through the world thinking that, we can say God is in everything, the divine is in everything, love is in everything. If you see things that way, like, it's kind of the positioning of not being in fear, but in trusting the process and the flow. And and also as well, like, understanding that if you if you are connected to your own intuition, then you will just know. A lot of the time it's because we've handed over our most powerful resource, which is our own computer system. We've handed that over to one that we think is greater than us, but it can't ever actually be greater than us. So we are really the most extraordinary system that there is. We've just forgotten. So just don't even worry, just spend time just sitting with what it is that you feel and start to trust what it is that you feel. Trust your intuition, trust your senses. Yeah. Trust the voice that comes from your heart, not the one that comes from the computer generated.
Yeah.
We trust the computer generated head, that's our phones or our computers. And then we just give our power away. So it's interesting, the next time you sort of talk about giving your power away, lots of people talk about that. I gave my power away, I did this. Just think about how often we do that with our technology.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
So between now and Thursday, it's a really wonderful time. Well, we're really encouraging everyone at this, during this Mercury retrograde season, which is for at least another 2.5 weeks, to be spending, to be making time to spend with yourself, to make a little bit more time in every day to come into a quiet contemplation. So if it's, you know, that you might just get on the bus and put some podcasts on for the journey home, could you just be with yourself rather than have the input of something, you know, going into the brain? Can we take this time to be reflective. And particularly this week, the things that we're wanting to be reflective about is the seeds that you have been sowing, and what is coming into what is coming into fruition, what's really coming to light, and perhaps not even on the seeds that you've been sowing, but just actually literally what is coming to light right now. Is it something that you've consciously asked for? Is it something that you've been been struggling with for a long time? Is it something you've wanted for a long time? Is it something you don't want? So just sit in that contemplation of where's the light being shone? And that's the light of the full moon. And as the moon grows bigger and bigger and brighter right up to Thursday, we have these points. And this week is to celebrate what are the small things in your life that you can find to celebrate? Where can you find joy? Where can you find something to be really thankful and grateful for that you've worked towards? And then equally, it's the time to start to look at what is it that perhaps I'm ready to let, I'm done with. What's the theme that's coming around? And with all of the retrograding planets, it may be that it's a big story, that it's an old story, that it's a generational story, or perhaps it could be something a little bit closer to home, because Venus is retrograde as well, Mercury retrograde, and so these are the personal planets. So is there something in your inner world that you think you might be really done with? And it's okay if you're not. And this is the other thing, these are just reflection points to ask yourself, what is it that I've been, where's my energy been going? And what is happening with that? And so the full moon is just a marker where we get to ask those questions.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes that can feel a bit overwhelming. I think it's very hard for us to actually get quiet enough or be still enough to bring our awareness to our own thoughts. And so we talk about this a lot, and a lot of people sort of say, what's been going on for you? Figure it out. And it's actually really hard. So it's a personal practice to actually sit and contemplate just in a moment of peace over this coming week, just how it is that you feel today, which will be a reflection of what's going on for you in your life right now. And that just might be a bit easier if you find it overwhelming to consider everything. Just sit with how you're feeling today and just find enough space, even if you just set an alarm for 3 minutes. An alarm sounds really scary, timer. 3 minutes, and just be still, just slow your breath down, listen to what's around you, and just contemplate, how do I feel? When was the last time I felt this calm? Remember, in order to truly access the great system within us, we actually need to become masters of our nervous system. And actually this age of Aquarius and this Aquarian full moon is the perfect opportunity to sit with that. Your nervous system is, to all intents and purposes, kind of like an AI system that we still haven't managed to master. So it's actually starting to figure out how you can become a master of your personal resources, like Leela was saying, with those personal planets. Can you master the personal resources by having an acute awareness of what's occurring just in your nervous system? Because it's only once we find that balance in the nervous system, and many of us actually think that we've found it, but haven't found it. So it takes time, takes space, sometimes it takes help. And then once we start to master that, we're going to start noticing some more profound shifts within our consciousness, which really is incredibly Aquarian. That's when we start using a bit of the brain that we've forgotten to use.
Yes, to the future.
Yeah.
In the moment.
There was a really cool what's her name? That woman that we like. Doris. Is it Doris?
Yes. Dolores?
Doris Cannon. I'll try and find it. I saw it and then I meant to send it to you and I forgot. But she was talking about this really interestingly. Not that exactly, but something else to do. I'll send it to you. Maybe we can, I'll share it in the 13 Moons Insta thing if I find it again. You know how these things pop in and then pop out.
Yeah.
But she was sort of saying about, yeah, we are in a time where things are shifting, and the greatest thing for us to shift is that capacity to really truthfully and honestly use our own system. Which is really why we do Kundalini Yoga, because it helps with the mastery of So yeah, it's nice. I think this full moon is a very reflective full moon, rather than a kind of get out there like whoop whoop. It's a bit more of a reflective go within, sit with the energy, notice if you can feel the pull, notice if you can feel the shifts.
I think it's a really great, yeah, definitely. It's a great opportunity to like, it's one thing for it to say it affects the gravitational pull, because we can see that in the tides, we can see that in the waves in the ocean, we can see gravity at work, we can see that. But it's so subtle to feel it. And it would be really interesting to just sort of sit and see where can you feel, and how is it an emotion? Is it, you know, what's the sensation? What's that inner landscape sensation of that gravitational pull on the water in the body, in the fluids in the body? Is it, yeah, I think that's what I'm going to think about.
Yeah. So getting still enough to feel and to become aware. To feel the movement of prana within your body and the effect that this supermoon is having on the way that the prana is moving through your body. Ultimately, that's what we're most interested in, is the prana moving freely. And through, if the body is free, then we will notice the movement of the energies affected by the moon, but we won't necessarily be affected by them because the prana will still be flowing. It's actually that. And that comes from that consistent practice of self-awareness. Doesn't have to be massive, but just noticing yourself each day, preferably in the morning, perfectly. I was noticing that the UVA is now between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. in the morning, and then we drop into UVB. So the UVA is that actually wakes us up. It's interesting, isn't it? So 6 to 8 in the morning, we get the UVA, and then we go to the UVB.
That's really good for people, yeah, for working with the circadian rhythm. That is the time to be getting that light into the forehead, into the eyes, onto the skin. It's such a sophisticated system, the human body. Like, it's continues to blow my mind how sophisticated it is for the earth. Like, that we live here on the earth, and we're so perfect. And the exact distance of the earth to the sun, and the rays and the frequency of light is just so, you know, a degree off, it wouldn't be, it wouldn't work. It just is so fascinating to me, which is interesting. And I know I have to go do the school run in a second, so I'm just gonna say this, drop this bomb and run. But it's interesting to think of all of the space exploration that certain people are doing to try and discover if human beings can live in space or can live on another planet. Like, for me, to me, I'm just like, God, why would we want to do that? We would not thrive unless you're on the earth, because we are earthlings. So anyway, that's my Aquarian thought bubble.
It's a good thought bubble. I think too, it's the, yeah, absolutely. And yeah, but we forget that we are, we forget we're part of this earth. We forget that. And in forgetting that, we forget just